Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Beth Morris, Director of Marketing at Malin Community College.
So what's happening at Malin Community College?
Well, we have our annual home tour coming up on October 5th, and that is several homes in Yancey County.
Mm-hmm.
And this is our dream home tour that we hold to raise funds for scholarships and for the foundation. So it's a great event.
It really is something that everybody looks forward to. So tell us about where all you're going to go this year.
Well, we have Green Mountain Farm, which is going to be several different little pieces of the stop. And also this year, new, we're going to be able to offer a boxed lunch. Pig and Grits is going to be catering for us. So if you are interested in that boxed lunch, please make sure that you purchase that ticket. It is an extra cost in addition to the regular tour ticket. But it's a great place to stop, have a picnic. They've got a barn, a farm, a waterfalls, some cabins, and, of course, their beautiful home that sits on the mountain there. So that'll be a great stop and a great chance to grab a bite of lunch.
It really does sound good. So where else?
And we're also going to be in the Chestnut Hills community with a beautiful open floor. It's just a great space for entertaining and just being able to be in a quiet setting, but only be about, 5 minutes from downtown Burnsville.
Yeah.
So you're right here in everything, but you're also in a beautiful mountain setting. And we also have a really cool home and a cool couple who has moved to the area in Celo, and it is an off-the-grid home. And so this is just a beautiful location. They have gardens. They have fruit trees. They have all kinds of vegetables and things growing around their home. And part of that is because they have a full canning kitchen. And so that is just something unique to this home. It was built, I think, in 2017, so it's a fairly new home. And just, it's really cool to see it run off the grid. And this isn't a small home. This is a fairly large size home. So it's just going to have a lot of interesting kind of bits and pieces to that place as well.
Wow. Well, that sounds good. It sounds like it's going to be really an exciting tour. And tell us how it works. Do we all get together and go to each one, or is it self-guided, or how do you do that?
It is a self-guided tour. You buy your tickets. You can buy those online at our foundation website, or you can give the foundation a call. And once you purchase those tickets, then you'll get a map of the locations of where the shuttle stops will be. We're going to be offering shuttle stops because some of these homes are tiny parking areas, so we want to make sure there's enough room for everybody to get in and out. We will be offering shuttle stops for all homes, so you'll get the information and the directions for those once you purchase your tickets, and then you can pretty much go at your own pace. You know, if you want to rush through it, I hate to hear that, but
I wouldn't see why you would, but if you want to.
That's right, you can. Or if you really want to take a holiday and then just enjoy being out and about. We love that this event also brings people into Yancey County. They stop at the shops. They may eat at another restaurant if they don't get the box lunch. So it's kind of a win-win for everyone, we think.
If somebody wants tickets, first of all, what does it cost this year?
Tickets are $25 per person. And then if you add the lunch onto that ticket, that box lunch, it makes the ticket $45. But along with a lunch, you also get a ticket to use at the Bear Dark Sky Observatory, and you can claim that anytime throughout the year. So there's an added bonus there.
What day is it going to be this year?
October 5th, and it starts at 10 a.m., and the homes close at 4 p.m. So you have a good length of time there to visit all those homes, and they're not too spread out from each other, so it is a very easy drive to each home. And we just want to also thank our sponsors. We have a couple of sponsors here this year, and that's Appalachian Java and Forever Mountain Incorporated. So that, along with our volunteers and our homeowners that are opening their doors for our guests, we're just really excited about this year's tour.
Folks want to get a ticket. Do they need to just do it online, or is there some locations where they can buy them? How's that work?
The easiest way to get a ticket is online on our foundation website. That's malin.edu/foundation. Click the events tab and you can purchase your ticket right from there. You can also call the foundation event line at 828-766-1233 and leave a message or talk with someone about purchasing a ticket.
You can get them that way as well. Folks should just go ahead and get their tickets now, because October the 5th is not that far away.
No, it's almost here, and let's keep our fingers crossed that we have a beautiful fall color starting and also some beautiful weather that day. So we're excited about our event.
It's an exciting time of the year to get out and be able to enjoy homes like this. And it's a good thing that the foundation puts it together. And in the end, it helps with some scholarships. So you can't beat that. It all sounds like a win-win.
It is. And, you know, our foundation is very active in making sure that they're helping students overcome those barriers, those financial barriers. So they are able to offer a lot of financial assistance in different ways for our students. And that's really important because sometimes that's the biggest concern that most of our students have.
And again, you can get more information from the website, which is?
Malin.edu/foundation.
Okay. Check it out. Beth, thanks for coming and talking to us for a little bit and letting us know about this year's tour.
Thanks for having me.
Our guest today, Beth Morris, Director of Marketing at Malin Community College. Beth, thanks for stopping by. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.